from HoopsWorld.com via the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Good to catch up with him. Steve Kuyler. Steve, what's happening?
Haney, I'm listening to you promote the Avengers movie. I thought you were talking about yourself. The Hulk, the Thor. I thought it was you.
Iron Man, of course. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. More of a SpongeBob reference. Hey, but Meta World Peace, first of all, you saw it. You've had a chance to maybe review it a few hundred times by now. Was there intent on the part of the former Ron Artest to hit James Harden with said elbow?
Well, I'm going to say it the same way Kevin Durant said it, which is that was not a basketball play. There's no way that you can say that action was a basketball play. You know, you see this all the time where the big man is in the paint. He gets the rebound, gives a little elbow to kind of clear some space, makes contact with another player. That's not what this was. This was not a basketball play. Now, if Ron was excited, if Ron was out of control, if Ron was doing things that Ron does, every NBA player has a responsibility to not harm another player in their action. And that is something that the NBA is really clear about. Look, if you're out of control in a way that's your own fault and you hurt someone else, it's the same as if you hurt someone driving your car. You're responsible for that. And Ron was not in control yesterday. He lost his cool and he hurt another player. And it looks like he's hurt James Harden pretty severe. They're calling it a concussion. And there's going to probably be several missed games for this from James Harden. So it's not just I made contact and was kind of out of control. I made contact and I hurt someone. And I think that that's where you look at this and you say there's no way you can call that an accident or inadvertent. There was something else going on with Ron, and this isn't the first time. You know, this is a guy that threw a TV at Madison Square Garden, went into the stands for fans in Detroit when he was with the Indiana Pacers. He's had a lot of these little issues, and this is just who Ron Artest Meta World Peace is.
All right, what happens with him as far as suspensions or bans are concerned? They will make the playoffs, obviously, the Lakers. How much of it will he see, Meta World Peace?
I think you're going to see something in excess of 10 games, and Bob, it's because this isn't the first time. You know, if this was a basketball play that went awry, then you could probably see the 5 to 10 games. But you're talking about a repeat offender that's been suspended by the league in excess of 12, 13 times for something related to this. So I think what you're probably going to see is something in excess of 10 games. It's not going to surprise me to see it be 15 or 20 games. And just the NBA and mainly David Stern and Stu Jackson saying, look, Ron, we've warned you about this enough. Now you're going to pay a really hefty penalty for this. And it's going to hurt the Lakers because, you know, Meta World Peace isn't a key cog to what they're doing, but he is a factor for what they're doing. And especially in postseason play, the Lakers don't have a lot of depth. They're going to miss whatever Ron misses. You know, and if it's more than 10 games, you're talking about, you know, certainly the first round he's out, even if it goes to 7 games. Now you're talking about him missing games into the second round or even the conference finals round if the Lakers can get there.
Steve Kuyler, HoopsWorld.com here on the And courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Now let's get back to Oklahoma City, and we don't know yet, I guess, Steve, how long Harden will be out of the lineup for them. And everybody knows about the greatness of Durant and Russell Westbrook, even though they were bricking it up all over the place yesterday afternoon. But he is an explosive third option off the bench. If he can't go even for the first round of the playoffs, how does that change the dynamic of that ball club?
It makes it real hard for Oklahoma City to score points. And Bob, it looks like he's going to be your sixth man of the year. So when you talk about a postseason award winner and you're missing that guy and maybe missing him for the first couple of games of the playoffs, it really comes down to is, you know, you fight all season long for home court, and now those first couple of games, you're going to be without maybe your third best player. That's going to start to take some of that home court advantage away. So, you know, again, this is where I say it's not just that Ron lost his cool. Ron has taken another player out of the game. And, you know, you're talking concussion, and we know, you know, on the football side, how crazy we're getting about being overly cautious. The NBA is doing the same. There's going to need to be MRIs. You know, James Harden's going to have to clear a number of concussion-related tests. So you're talking how much do they lose him, but more importantly, how does the rhythm of the team change when you lose him? Because now he's going to get out of his groove, missing a couple of games to this. So it does become a compounding factor that was just so unnecessary. I think that's where I have the biggest issue.
Steve, let's get to the Eastern Conference here, and we know about Chicago in Miami. What about the Indiana Pacers and Larry Bird? His plan looks like it's finally coming to fruition this year. How dangerous are the Pacers going into the postseason?
Well, the Pacers have that resume. They've got that mix of guys that you want for a postseason run. They've got a couple of good superstar-type players. You know, Roy Hibbert becomes an all-star this year. Yep. They've got guys like Paul George and Danny Granger that have really elevated their game. You know, David West is healthy and being dominating on both ends of the floor. They've got depth on their bench. You know, they picked up Leandro Barbosa at the trade deadline. You know, they're bringing guys like Dante Jones off the bench that are gritty, grimy, guys that can score, guys that can play defense, and they're very well coached. You look at the Pacers and you go, you know what? Maybe in a year they're going to be that team that kind of challenges, but it looks like they're going to draw the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic without Dwight Howard, without Hedo Turkoglu. Jameer Nelson went down last night to a calf contusion. You don't know what his status is going to be. The Indiana Pacers may have gotten a free pass to the second round, and that means they're probably going to be a little more rested. It probably means they're going to be able to go a little harder coming into the second round. And when you're a Boston Celtic team or you're a Miami Heat team, there's probably going to see them in the second round, depending on how it plays out. They become a very formidable challenger just by virtue of they're probably going to have the easiest path to advance of anybody here in the Eastern Conference.
Steve Kuyler, HoopsWorld.com, here on 105.7 The Fan, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Bob Haney here flying solo. Haney and Zeno. Zeno coming up next, by the way, with Jeremy Kahn. Charlotte Hornets, 7-56. 7-56. They've lost 20 in a row. Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, they were in the playoffs 2 years ago. What the hell is going on there?
Well, that's what happens when you trade away everybody who is in the playoffs. I mean, you remember it was Gerald Wallace and Steven Jackson, and, you know, you really downgraded talent. And, you know, as bad as it was for Charlotte, you know, and the Houston Rockets are kind of going through this as well. You get to the point where you are so mediocre that you can't get into the playoffs, but you're not bad enough to get that top overall draft pick. And what Charlotte has done is, you know, in this compressed season, they've decided we're going to get out of the eighth seed and we're going to get well into the lottery and try to get ourselves a superstar. And if they can get that lottery ping pong balls to bounce their way and they can come out with an Anthony Davis, now you're talking about Anthony Davis and Kemba Walker and Bismack Biyombo and a ton of draft picks down the line, as well as free agent dollars to build around those guys. That's how you're going to become a real team. And I think the one thing that's kind of different for Charlotte this year is they have a really bright general manager in Rich Cho. It's not just going to be Michael Jordan and his cronies making picks. You know, they've got smart guys, analytical guys that are going to make some of these decisions. So I think you'll see a new direction in Charlotte. Boy, they need it, because, you know, Bob Haney, they've been around for 9 years, including this year. They've drafted in the lottery 8 of 9 times. So they're not very good at drafting. They need to get this one right.
That's like Ferris Bueller's principle. 9 times. real quick, Steve Kuyler, HoopsWorld.com. Who would have more fun at dinner? James Harden, Meta World Peace, or Stan Van Gundy and Dwight Howard?
Well, I think they'd all be fun to videotape, because, boy, would there be some awkward silences there. But, you know, the thing about Ron, and I've known Ron for a very long time, Ron is crazy, but not in a going-to-hurt-you homicidal way. And I do genuinely believe Ron, if he's been taking to Twitter and been talking to people saying how bad he feels about what's happened with this, there's contrition from Ron, and that's who Ron is as a person. He has a good heart. He just does dumb things. We're in with this Dwight Howard, Stan Van Gundy thing. And neither one of those guys like each other. Neither one of those guys trust each other. And that would probably be the awkwardest meal you'd ever experience in life.
Yeah, something tells me Stan Van Gundy's going to be on the bus with his brother next year for ABC, ESPN, NBA broadcast.
You know, I think he's going to be coaching the L.A. Clippers or the Portland Trailblazers. Hey, he might even be up there with you guys with Washington,
nice,
D.C. Stan's a heck of a basketball coach. And I think if he gets fired in Orlando, he's going to land somewhere else pretty quickly.
Steve Kuyler, HoopsWorld.com. Always good to catch up with you. Playoffs right around the corner. We'll be talking more.
Anytime, my friend.